Welcome to Strong Tower Radio Today. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily reflect the views of Strong Tower Radio, West Central Michigan Media Ministries, or its employees.
Hello and welcome to Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Mazur, with John Duman.
How are you, Tom?
I'm doing good. Once a month, we get to do this together.
Yes, we do. It has been a while, actually.
That's right. Hey, we're talking about November and all the fun things. We're in the holiday season.
And your favorite.
My favorite, Thanksgiving. We did the Reformation, which is a close second, and Christmas.
I don't know that you can call the Reformation a holiday, can you?
Well, I don't know. It's a holiday in my heart.
Okay.
I celebrate it all month long. It's the longest holiday I have.
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you go with that one.
Then, we have Christmas in December. We do a lot of programming. A special programming heavy at the last quarter of the year. Well, John, why don't you lead us in a word of prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you for all your very many blessings. We thank you for your watch care. We thank you for your guidance. We pray now, Lord, that you will guide our lips. May the message we have to share be a blessing to others. I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, John, you're the newsletter editor, and so would you introduce this month's feature article?
Our feature article is written by our friend, Mr. Ron Price.
That's right.
He came in at the last moment, kind of as a, what do you call those?
Pinch hitter.
Pinch hitter, thank you. I haven't watched baseball in so long, I can't remember what you even called it. How are you doing, Ron?
Doing all right, John. Doing all right. Yourself as well, I hope?
I am doing quite well, other than I can't think or talk.
Well, other than that, we got it made, huh?
It's probably better for you guys.
So what's happening?
We have the face for radio. What else do we need, huh?
What's happening in Arizona?
You know,
New Mexico.
I don't know. I can tell you about New Mexico. I don't know what's happening in Arizona.
So what's happening
in Northwest New Mexico, Farmington, New Mexico. It is bright and sunny, as it typically is.
All right.
And there you have it on this week's geography program.
And weather report.
All right.
Go for it, Ron. Tell us about your article.
You know, it's an interesting verse in 1 Corinthians 13:11. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I acted as a child, but now I'm all grown up, and so I never act as a child anymore.
Well, what version are you reading?
Am I allowed to lie on Strong Tower Radio?
No.
We all do. We all fall into patterns of immaturity. Is that a good word?
Well, that's
to use.
That's if you presume that some of us haven't left that field.
Well, you know, on a funny note, people ask me, how you doing? I'm mixing metaphors there. People ask me where I grew up, and I say I'm trying to do it in Farmington, New Mexico.
There you go.
In one sense, I don't want to grow up. I don't want to lose the childlike just joy and exuberance for life. You know what I'm talking about. If you've got young children in your life, you know they laugh about everything. Everything's fun, and I don't want to lose that. And too often as adults, as grown-ups, we do. But there needs to be a certain degree of maturity. We should not be reacting to slights from others or put-downs or mistreatment from others the way a child would. We can't just stomp our feet and have a tantrum, although we want to sometimes, don't we? Say, yes, brothers, come on.
Yes, we do. I usually walk out of the room and do it and then come back in.
Yeah. You know, we want to give people a piece of our mind. I don't know about you, but I don't have enough extra pieces. I shouldn't be giving any away.
No.
So growth in Christ, and again, you know, it's Where's that text? I think it's in Matthew. Be ye perfect, Christ said, as I'm perfect, or as my Father is perfect. I think the word for perfect is mature. It's a growing. It's a becoming more and more Christ-like each day, each moment for that matter. But a point I want to make is that the impact of our childhood has a much stronger impact on us than sometimes we realize. And if we tend to overreact to something somebody says or something they do, chances are they just subconsciously reminded us of a painful moment in our past. And all of a sudden, if we're not careful, we can react as a young child. Is that making sense?
It is, interestingly enough.
So,
and
Ron,
you're
I got
to speak up if you want these old ears to hear you.
Hey, Ron, I got a question. Do we act childish at home, at work, or at church?
Only on days that have a Y in them, Tom. And again, thanks for that rhetorical question. But yes, anywhere, anything can trigger a memory. I remember I went to see the movie Stepmom several years ago. In fact, I write about this in, I don't know, one of my books, one of the books that God let me write. I like to put it that way better. But it's about Susan Sarandon dying of cancer and all the situations that they had to work out and so forth. And all of a sudden, I started bawling like a baby. And it's a sad movie in a sense, but not that sad. But what it finally dawned on me was I was watching my own mother die of cancer. My mom only made it to 36. I was just 8. And while everybody else in that theater was watching a movie actress die, I was reliving my own mother. And I did. I became like an 8-year-old boy, uncontrollably sobbing. My wife looked over at me and said, "Are you all right?" I lied to her. I said, "Yeah, I'm okay." I was a wreck. But it just came on me. And that can happen to us. And we need to realize that in any relationship. And Tom, like you just said, at work, at home, at church, anywhere, with siblings, with coworkers, with church members, with parents, children, anybody, something can trigger a memory subconsciously, and all of a sudden you're not a 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70-year-old. You're a young child, and you're reacting as a young child would. And if we can realize that, we can stop it. By God's grace, He's given us the ability to stop that. If we don't realize it, we can cause some very severe and lasting damage.
You know, Ron, you talked about the movie you watched. For me, it was Forrest Gump. I mean, it was strange. The movie ended, and I was just stunned, you know. We all are affected by our child past, but we're supposed to grow up and mature, correct?
You know what? That's our privilege. It's our opportunity. It's not going to happen unless we're focusing on our relationship with Christ and daily pleading for the Holy Spirit to work His will and change in us. Change my heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart. Help me to grow. I can't do it on my own, Tom, and I hate to break the news to you, but you can't do it either. John, you can't either. None of us can.
You're
but
right.
By God's grace, we can be a little more Christ-like today than we were yesterday. And guess what happens tomorrow? Even a little bit more. Will there be setbacks along the way? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's part of life. But it's a growth. It's a growth. And again, as we catch ourselves acting in a childish manner, I call it reacting rather than responding. Reacting happens without any forethought at all. Something happens, boom, you react. Something happens, boom, you react. No thought at all. Whereas if we could somehow pause and respond, then we can more likely do something positive and not hurtful. So I know a guy in Georgia, if somebody says something hurtful to him, he'll just calmly say, well, that sounded like an attack. Is that how you meant it? Rather than going, oh, yeah, and creating a conflict. All of us are walking wounded. Every one of us have situations, traumatic memories from our past, some worse than others. But all of us, none of us escaped childhood unscathed. I'm convinced of that. Maybe somewhere within the sound of our voices is somebody that says, I don't know what you're talking about. I had a perfect childhood. Okay. I don't know how that happens. Imperfect people can't raise perfect children, and imperfect children can't have perfect childhoods. But anyway, I'm digressing.
I think they call it amnesia.
Amnesia, yeah, really, which is handy sometimes, isn't it?
I meant to ask you, Ron, if, say, the four of us here were talking and one of us went into those childlike moments, from an observer's point of view, how do you break in and help that person without setting them off worse?
Yeah. Number one, my quick reaction to that, quick response, I should say, is you've got to stay calm. You cannot match their level of volatility. You want to soften your tone. If you, because they're probably raising their voice, they're getting all hepped up and excited and whatever. If you match that, good luck. The situation's probably going to get worse and out of hand. But if you can stay calm and model how you'd like them to be, that's one. And ask questions. At those moments, we're experiencing what's called an emotional hijacking, where our emotional brain, the amygdala or the deep limbic system, has hijacked our thought process, the frontal lobe. And emotional hijackings, they happen daily. Road rage is an emotional hijacking. Going postal, spouting off, that's your emotional brain being in charge, and we can't let that happen. So if somebody else is doing that, ask neutral questions, not attacking questions. Boy, I it seems like I upset you with something. Help me understand, because that's not what I want to do. How did I upset you? And again, a very calm tone. And you know what? Do we need to take a break and come back and revisit this? I don't recommend this, but I heard of a flight attendant one time. It was probably on Southwest Airlines. It sounds like something they would do. There was a passenger who was being unruly. And so the flight attendant grabbed a coloring book and some crayons and came back and said, "Would you like to color?" I find that funny. I don't know if I recommend that. I could get a hostile reaction. But again, any of us are capable. That's the point I want to make, that that little child is still within us. He or she has not gone away.
Wow.
And we're all capable of acting as a little child, but as the verse says, we're supposed to put those things away, focus on the here and now and the future, if you will, and our relationship with Christ now and throughout all eternity. And again, that's a great perspective to have, because what's really important compared to eternity with Christ? Think of some of the things we get excited and all upset about, and then compare that with eternity with Christ. My hunch is they don't stack up too well, do they?
That's right. Ron, thank you so much for writing this article for Strong Tower Radio, the November issue. And it's always a pleasure to have you part of our team.
Well, Tom, if I didn't like New Mexico so much, I'm tempted to move up to Michigan, because I sure enjoy being with you folks. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And you can move next door.
Oh, is there a vacancy?
Well, I'll make one.
We have a radio station.
You have a radio station. There's a big big pole barn I know in the area,
yeah,
too.
There
I
is.
Could probably live in there.
There is.
Well, God bless. Thanks again, Ron.
All right. You folks take good care.
You as
Stay
well.
Stay blessed.
God be blessed. After this, we're going to move on to talk about the rest of the newsletter. And so let's, John, why don't you talk about the president's perspective?
All right. Well, David, this month reminded us it's been over a year since we put the first of the 9 new stations that we had applied for on the air. And he mentions that there's been many, many, many very unique problems and challenges throughout the process. He told us that 8 of the 9 have been licensed with the FCC. We're waiting on the 9th. And with the government shut down, who knows how long that'll be. But we're still waiting.
So it's basically on hold, just writing authorization from the FCC to start broadcasting.
That's correct.
In Houghton, Michigan, which is up in the UP in the Keweenaw Peninsula.
No, that one's running, Tom.
Oh, that one's running. Okay.
Ironwood.
Even further.
Iron Mountain.
Okay.
Thank you, guys. The other iron. Okay. Back to that geography class we were talking about.
It's been a bad geography day.
Not long ago, we were given another radio station. It's WWMN, 1110 AM in Petoskey. That one is up and running. So currently, we have 25 stations. The Lord has blessed us that way, certainly. And he goes on to say that we don't receive any financial support from any of the ministries or programs that we air.
Some of them do, but not us.
Nope, not us. We provide airtime to 3ABN, Amazing Facts, It Is Written, Your Story Hour, and we don't charge any of those for airtime. We rely on our listeners, that's you, to help us out.
Amen.
So, consider becoming a monthly supporter. That
Amen.
Would help us out greatly, and it would allow us to continue broadcasting the Three Angels messages through Michigan and beyond.
Amen. Cam, would you tell us about the article, We Love Testimonies?
Yes, Tom. This listener that I write about had a rough start in life. By the time this listener was a teenager, already had tobacco, alcohol, and drug addiction in their life. And that continued on into adulthood for quite some time, and God kept this person alive until he could, or they're still alive, but God kept this person alive and was reaching them, and reached them through Strong Tower Radio listening and 3ABN watching shortly thereafter. And it was pretty interesting. This listener understood that there was something important about the Bible and started reading the Bible and even trying to investigate Hebrew and Greek words and meanings to get the gist of what the Bible was really saying. And they had a breakthrough when they bought a new radio, and the only station they could get on it was Strong Tower Radio, our Mayo station, 93.9 FM. And so this listener, at first, they liked what they heard, and then they started hearing some things they didn't like about alcohol is dangerous and you need to just get away from it. He's like, I don't want to hear that. But the Lord kept drawing him back. And over time, alcohol left. The drugs had already left. Smoking left. And then unclean foods left. And this year, the interesting adventure is this listener is migrating into vegetarian eating. Less meat, more plant-based. It's not something they're doing overnight. And all through the influence of watching 3ABN and listening to Strong Tower Radio. And so this is another example of a life that continues to change through the influence of the Holy Spirit. Because if the Holy Spirit doesn't give power to the broadcast, we're just putting information out there. But when the Holy Spirit adds power to the broadcast, lives are changed. Conviction happens, and it's not an overnight change. It's a steady change. Thing after thing is either picked up or laid down, and prayer has become a vital part of this person's experience. In fact, I'll quote them in saying that God has gone from a Sabbath to Sabbath event to an hour by hour companionship. And God is now real, a real companion to this listener. And so I just praise the Lord. And this is the kind of thing that our supporters, you're helping this happen. You're working with the Holy Spirit to further this kind of experience with listener after listener after listener. And so praise the Lord, your eternal investment is bearing greater and greater returns.
Amen. And
praise the Lord.
And he's Cam Ferguson. He's our development director here at Strong Tower Radio. Well, we might as well continue right on the rest of the newsletter to give a thumbnail sketch of it. The article I wrote was current events. We do all year long. We produce programs and we air them from our networks. But four times a year, we have special programmings, and one of them we're adding and building up is the Veterans Day program. We've done programs on veteran suicide, a real, real problem, sharing some of the veterans' recollections. But this year, we added four new programs, an honor guard, a military honor guard for three presidents. And even at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, some of you have heard of him, Dr. Terry Lyndon Johnson. We also had a marvelous interview with Judge Jason Elmore. Jelaine Fenner joined me for that particular interview. Teresa Franklin, a nurse. She was a mechanic in the military, but after coming out of the military with honorable discharge, she took up nursing and loves it. Charles Schmidt, another person that we interviewed. These will be on Veterans Day at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m., so look forward to that. Thanksgiving is coming very soon. I'll kind of finish the program with a little view on that. The Decatur, Illinois Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour will debut on November the 7th at 1 p.m. and again on the 8th at 5 p.m. We had interviews with the director of Habitat for Humanity, and that'll be aired on around Thanksgiving week. It'll be the 23rd at 5 p.m. and the 24th at 10 a.m. and midnight at the 26th. And we're doing a variety hour, a brand new fresh one for Christmas. If you want to be a part of a live audience of the variety hour, come on the 22nd of November to Clare, Michigan, to the Seventh-day Adventist Church there. And there are many, many other things. This will be the 50th variety hour that has been produced. There's no cost to attend. Light refreshments will be served, and it's a good time for the whole family. Cam, you wrote an article about what are you seeking?
Yeah, thank you, Tom. I was recently in the Upper Peninsula and hiking on the shores of Lake Superior. It's a very beautiful place. I can recommend it. And I was there with my wife, and we were coming back from on the tail end of our hike, and it was dusk, and I saw a number of people out on the beach with buckets and flashlights and some other equipment, and they were diligently looking for certain kinds of rocks that light up either a orange gold or even a magenta purple in certain kinds of light. And I marveled just because it's not something that I would typically do. I mean, I enjoy the rocks, but I'm not going to spend hours in the dark out there looking for them unless I have a particular motivation. But as I'm thinking and hiking and watching these people, the Holy Spirit brought that situation to an applicable point in my life and said, they're willing to spend that kind of time looking for something they're seeking. Are you that interested in having Jesus in every part of your life? And I immediately lost my interest in what was going on the beach as I thought about that and just really took it to heart. And so I put that into an article. And I'll ask our listeners the same question. Are you that interested in having Jesus in every part of your life? What are you seeking for in life? And there are people who are seeking for truth, and there are also people who are seeking to share truth with others because they have found its value. And one of the ways they're able to do that is by sponsoring time on Strong Tower Radio, because 24/7, 365, truth is going out. The truth as it is in Jesus, the everlasting gospel, is going out on Strong Tower Radio airwaves. And so, are you going to join, listener, all those other seekers who are seeking to share the truth with others by being a monthly partner with Strong Tower Radio?
Amen. John, we're talking about holidays, but maybe it's just a date or an event, but it's called Giving Tuesday. Will you tell our listeners about Giving Tuesday?
Sure, Tom. Somehow I don't know how Giving Tuesday fits into a holiday, but
I'm into the holiday spirit, John. I mean, everything's a holiday today.
Okay. Yeah. Anyway, anybody that's anywhere, at least in Michigan, in the U.S., has heard of Giving Tuesday. At least I'm pretty sure they have. In our case, it's an opportunity to help us to continue broadcasting. To give you an idea, if only 100 people were to give $100 each, that would cover one payroll for us. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, and it really isn't a lot when you can come down to it. Or just another number, if 1,000 people donate just $75 a month, we'd cover the cost of taking care of all of our stations for a year. That's pretty powerful.
Yes.
So, folks, we need help. Any that you can give us, if you can become a monthly donor, supporter, it doesn't matter how much it is. Any little bit helps. Ask God, what should I do? How much should I give? And then follow through. Amen. He will bless you.
You know, Giving Tuesday is kind of a recovery from Black Friday. The thought was Black Friday is kind of a somewhat of a selfish, maybe it's giving, but then you have Cyber Monday, and after all of that comes Giving Tuesday. What an antidote to a season. Well, listeners, we're going to take a break and be back after a little bit. You're listening to Strong Tower Radio. Today, November theme.
Hi, folks. Jelaine Fenner here. I just want to thank you for listening to Strong Tower Radio. We value all your prayers and financial support, especially our monthly donors. To stay on the air and continue to proclaim the Three Angels' messages, we need more monthly donors. Any amount is greatly appreciated, $5, $10, $25, $50, and of course we'd even appreciate a larger donation. You know Jesus is coming back soon. Many people are learning about his return. Please pray and ask God what kind of commitment you can do for Strong Tower Radio. And if you are already a monthly donor, won't you consider increasing your donation? You can call us at 231-468-2087 or mail a donation to P.O. Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601, or go online to str.fm and click that donate button. Thank you for your support of Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
We're back with Strong Tower Radio. I'm your host, Tom Majeur. We have a friend of this ministry, a spokesman for Right to Life of Michigan. It's Genevieve Marnon. She's the legislative director and also a senior policy advisor. Genevieve, welcome back to Strong Tower Radio.
Tom, I'm so glad to be with you. Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Something's happening very, very soon. We're going to be broadcasting this the first week of the first Sunday, Monday, and Wednesday of November. And just days later is a very important event with a very positive direction. Please share that with our listening audience, Genevieve.
So in November 6th, just a few short days, we will be hosting the second biannual Michigan March for Life, along with our national partners from the National March for Life and their head, Jenny Lichter-Brady. Jenny is the new leader for March for Life, and she will be coming to speak along with Amber Roseboom, our president. And we have a great guest speaker, a keynote speaker, PRC directors, and some legislators. It's going to be a joy-filled, hopeful, fun afternoon.
Is this a family-friendly event?
Absolutely. Please bring your children. There are many high schools that are coming. In fact, we've got a brother-sister school that will be our banner carriers, so they will be leading the march, carrying the banner that says the Michigan March for Life. We encourage people to come with positive, hopeful signs, reaching out to women who may be facing an untimely pregnancy with a message of, you know, you can do it, we can help, we're here for you, give her a message of hope. And that's what we hope to accomplish on the 6th.
This march has a track record of being positive, joyful events, has it not?
Absolutely. It's just so much fun to see the enthusiasm of our young people. You know, contrary to a lot of popular belief, our young people are very motivated. They're very pro-life. And I think, in my personal opinion, I think that the younger crowd is maybe even more pro-life than people my age, because their first baby picture was an ultrasound. They share ultrasound pictures on the refrigerator. They put it on Facebook and social media. So they've already identified with the child in the womb right from the beginning. And so it's just so much fun to see the school children, the high schoolers and middle schoolers come out, and they're usually so excited to be there.
You shared a few of the people who will be keynote speakers. It's going to be starting at 10 o'clock with a concert, a musical program. 11 o'clock will be is that the program itself?
Yes, the rally will be from 11 to 12, and that's where we'll have our wonderful lineup of speakers. And we'll have, like I said, a couple of legislators and some PRC directors, pregnancy resource directors. We will have our keynote speaker and our president and the president of National March for Life. So, but, you know, the hour before, we're going to have some praise and worship music. There's cocoa, a lot of fun mingling, hold up your signs. It's just a really fun time leading up to the rally. But if you can't make it, that's okay. The rally's from 11 to 12, and then it's about a one-mile march from the Capitol down to the Supreme Court building, and then back to the Capitol, about a mile.
And that's in Lansing, Michigan.
Right at the Capitol, yeah.
That's right. You almost live there, don't you?
Well, I can see the Capitol from my office, so I walk over to the Capitol building regularly. I was over there this morning, plan to go back over this afternoon, so it's just a stone's throw from my office. But yeah, it's right downtown Lansing. It's pretty neat place. Lots of public parking if people want to drive. There are several buses that are being arranged by our affiliates around the state, so you can go on the March for Life website, so marchforlife.org/Michigan, and you can see where there might be a bus coming from your area if you'd like to jump on a bus and come on down. That we'd love to have you.
Now, the kind of the theme is the theme that you're casting in on the media and other places is life, the other choice.
Well, that's our media campaign, but really the theme actually for the March for Life is keep marching for life. Keep marching for life. And I mention that because, you know, we had a setback in Michigan a couple of years ago with Proposal 3. And so, you know, we now have the right to abortion baked into our Constitution. So a woman in Michigan can have an abortion for any reason all the way up through her entire pregnancy. But for choice to truly exist, we want to provide a woman with every opportunity to make a choice for life. So this is why we keep marching for life.
Absolutely. One of your keynote spokesperson has the most unusual background is being an operator of abortion center in the past.
Yeah.
Tell that story.
Myra Rodriguez is our keynote speaker. And she worked for Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion provider in the country. And she ultimately became a whistleblower, exposing all of the nefarious behavior. I'm not going to give away her speech. You'll have to come to Lansing to hear her speak. But telling the world about the dangers of abortion, about Planned Parenthood and some of their business practices. And, you know, ultimately she left the abortion business and she has become a pro-life advocate. Which brings me to the next point is that any woman that's ever had an abortion, understand that there's a post-abortion recovery available, that there's, you know, redemption is available, mercy, healing is available. And we want that for everyone. That's what we want. We want everyone to be healed and whole and healthy.
And I want to encourage our listeners to look back in our audio archives at the two programs that we did at the Pregnancy Resource Center here in Cadillac, Michigan, and also the one in Big Rapids gave a wonderful perspective. I called it full disclosure and such. Because people need to know that this has a lifelong effect. It is a very, very serious decision. And a decision for life is the best decision. The march is November the 6th from 10 a.m., starting at 10 a.m. for the praise concert, the 11 o'clock for the rally itself. You can go on the website. I'll let you take the rest of it, Genevieve, the particulars.
Sure. So marchforlife, all one word, .org/Michigan, or you can just Google Michigan March for Life and you'll find it. And it's got all the information on the website. It's got information about our speakers, about the schedule for the day. There's a link to the march map where we'll be marching. There's a place where you can find travel information. Like I said, if you want to try and find a bus near you, there's an opportunity to click on there and see if there's a bus that's coming from your area and ways that you can jump on that bus. Or, you know, maybe you want to carpool with some friends and come on down. We'd love to have you. It's just going to be such a fun day. And it's not going to rain this year.
All right.
I'm telling you, it's not going to rain this year. 2 years ago, we had about 4,000 people on the Capitol lawn in the pouring rain, and yet they were still smiling. But I am I'm making this my promise. It's not going to rain this year.
All right. For a joyful, peaceful event, time together with people who believe in life.
Absolutely. And I hope, like I said, I hope we have as many people as we had last time. Because, you know, the other thing is it's not just this visual for women who may be contemplating an abortion or maybe people who've had an abortion and feel like they're not worthy. Yes, we want to reach those people. But part of the reason why we are holding it at the state capitol is because, you know, we have some really pro-abortion legislators and a pro-abortion governor, and they've made no bones about it. And they would like us to just go away. They want to think that they've won, that abortion is the only option. And we need to remind legislators that we're still here. We're going to keep marching for life. We're going to keep standing for life. We're going to keep supporting women who make a choice for life. And they need to see that. And so being on the Capitol lawn is really a great shot in the arm for our pro-life legislators, and it's a great reminder to pro-abortion legislators that we're here.
Well, Genevieve, thank you so much. I wish God's blessing upon you and those who will be there on November the 6th, beginning at 10 a.m.
Perfect. Thanks for having me, Tom.
You're welcome. We'll be right back. We're continuing our November theme here on Strong Tower Radio.
This is Ruthie Calkins from Tustin. The Bible tells us that heaven will be the dwelling place of God's friends. That's why I'm so excited about supporting Strong Tower Radio. Their unique blend of thought-provoking speakers, stirring inspirational messages, and heartwarming music reaches into the lives and hearts of each listener, helping them to develop and cherish a friendship with God. If this radio station has been a blessing to you and your family, why not join me and hundreds of others in supporting Strong Tower Radio with a financial gift? They're 100% listener supported and could really use your help right now. You can send your check to Strong Tower Radio, Post Office Box 567, Cadillac, Michigan 49601. Or you can visit their secure website to use your credit card at strongtowerradio.org. Strong Tower Radio, where God's character is proclaimed.
And listeners, we are back. We just did some remedial geography to figure out where it is we are and who we're talking to and where they are. And now I'm going to hand it off to Cam here because he has some thoughts on our theme article, a continuation of the thought.
Yeah, thank you, John and Tom. When Ron was talking, I had the thinking process of the world wants to offer us management principles when it comes to whether we act as a child and think as a child, or we put aside these things and we act as adults. And there's generally a couple of options that the world wants to offer us. Either humor, mocking our anger, you know, I'm whatever ethnic group and that's just what I am. Mm-hmm. Well, that enables not only me, but others to pick up that excuse mindset as well.
It doesn't correct it.
It doesn't correct it. It just kind of puts a cape on it.
But it also tends to make the problem worse.
Yes.
Because they needle the people who are blowing up, if you will. And, yeah, it just gets worse. Somebody steps in to back them up, and someone else gets upset. And pretty soon you've got, you know, a media war going on.
Yeah, you have an escalation trend that often happens, and self-justification takes deeper root. And then comes along, well, we want to look better than that. We want to be better than that. So the world brings us management, whether it's anger management or depression management, whatever emotion and reactivity I happen to be struggling with, the world offers me this management course in how to mitigate my symptoms or my emotions, but not overcome them. And so The Word of God offers an actual solution to these childish reactions, and that is to surrender our lives to Jesus Christ, and He will give us victory to have responses. And the best example I find in Scripture is to look at the life of Jesus. He lived a life that was full of confrontations. He didn't go looking for them. They came looking for Him in many instances, and sometimes they just happened along the roadway He was traveling. And how did He deal with them? He dealt with them gently yet firmly, and everything was based on an "it is written." And He didn't attack the person. He actually addressed what they were saying and took them very seriously. And it takes putting our, if I'm going to address someone with respect and at the same time also deal with what they're saying or doing, that takes far greater skill than I naturally have. Because I'm going to tend to do one of two things. Either I'm going to love the sin and love the sinner and excuse them, or I'm going to want to throw both out and be rough with them. But Jesus was directly addressing the problem, but treating the person with great honor. Because He looks, and as we have the privilege, and He gives us the ability to look beyond what we see today to what that person can become connected to Him. And that is what will solve the world's problems. Jesus Christ is the answer to every problem. Will we take the solution in hand and walk with Him?
Amen. So Christianity has a better way with dealing with life situations and
Amen.
Personalities.
Yes.
And tendencies.
Yes.
Propensities.
Yes. Amen.
Well, we're going to touch base with a few things that are coming up here on air and in your local area where Strong Tower Radio is coming to you. Of course, we have the Garden Guide coming up on the same time slot. We have Creation Animal Care. Questions and answers have been very well received. One special thing we have is Habitat for Humanity. We mentioned that earlier. No more shacks. We are talking with the Michigan president, executive director of Habitat for Humanity. You know those restore stores that we like to get good bargains out and also help the community, help them build houses for people, not a hand out, but a hand up. We are also looking, we have Marion Taken, and she's talking about her experience of being overseas and American. I was born in the Netherlands, experienced the Nazi occupation, and get to hear her story. We're going to go with the state police, Michigan State Police, to Somerset Mall in Troy, Michigan, outside of Macy's. And we're going to talk about holiday safety for your family and some of the issues there. So many things that we're going to also have Changed Life of a Strong Tower Radio listener. Cam, you did that interview with the Dennis Smith, the Delivering Salvation, I call it, the FedEx driver. And we're going to have talk about the giving of the Michigan Community Service Centers, what they're doing of collecting food baskets for people in their local communities. We have the playing, which we mentioned earlier, debut of the Decatur, Illinois Variety Hour, Strong Tower Radio Variety Hour. And of course, we're going to be recording that 50th program in Clare, Michigan coming up. And that and much, much more. But we also have our holiday seasons. We have Veterans Day, which we mentioned, those new programs that we've done with the military Honor Guard, Dr. Terry Lyndon Johnson. We had a wonderful interview with him, as well as Judge Jason Elmore. And that was a wonderful interview. He's a judge with the District Court here in Michigan for Wexford and Meraki counties. So that's going to be a great interview, as well as Teresa, and also with Schmidt. It's going to be a great at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. Then for Thanksgiving, my favorite holiday, John.
Yes, it is, or at least you've told me so.
That's right. I've said it more than once. A lot of fun things coming up for Thanksgiving. What is the meaning of Thanksgiving with Pastor Jay Gallimore, Jelaine Fenner, and Cam Ferguson starts on Saturday of Thanksgiving week, and that goes through. And then we're doing that at 9 a.m. and 7 p.m. We're having Thanksgiving music whenever possible. And then fresh manna, Thanksgiving fresh manna. And then we're going to have John on, I guess you would call it Thanksgiving Eve. We're going to have a marathon, two marathons of Abraham Lincoln programs with Your Story Hour.
Cool.
And YWAM. So story form, a great reading, and also the dramatized Lincoln series. So that starts at 3 a.m. So, John, you'll have to get up a little early to hear that.
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
You'll hear it in reruns, okay? And then in the afternoon, starting at 12:30, we're going to do Abraham Lincoln. And then our Thanksgiving William Bradford story, the Thanksgiving story, will start at 6 p.m. Wednesday evening. And then we have programming for the next 24 hours on Strong Tower Radio.
Sounds like a Thanksgiving holiday to me, Tom.
It does. I love it. Hey, we're recording this program just before the hurricane hits Jamaica. And Cam, you had a wonderful thought that we should have a word of prayer for those in Jamaica. It looks like to be quite a severe one. You will already, by the time you hear this, it will be after the fact, and you'll know exactly what happened. But after the news media, the news cycle is past, people are still picking up the pieces.
Yeah, that's for sure. And if you're familiar with categories of hurricanes, this Hurricane Melissa is what's called a Category 5. And Category 5 is anything over, it's either 165 or 175 miles an hour sustained winds with gusts above that. And
that's a baseline.
That's a baseline. And a friend of mine talked about being in this in the southeast in a typhoon. And he was in a bunker, an old military bunker that was mostly underground, and he said when you have 180 mile per hour sustained winds, it makes the ground shake on an ongoing basis.
You'd think you'd be safe.
Yeah, you would think you'd be safe in an underground bunker, but it makes the ground shake, so you know something's happening out there. Now picture in the Caribbean, a lot of your houses are built out of masonry block and concrete with metal roofing. That's not going to fare well in 180-mile-an-hour sustained winds with gusts even higher. And right now, that force of wind power is hitting Jamaica. And it was described as an equivalent to an F4 tornado 20 miles wide. That's hard to conceive of.
Yeah.
And so what I would like to do is, this is happening right now, let's pray that God intervenes and just really knocks this storm down according to his will. And praise the Lord, he will do according to his will.
And we should probably pray for Cuba, as that's next on the line.
Yes. Cuba is on the track to go to receive this storm after Jamaica. And then we don't know where it's forecast to go there. But why don't I start, and anyone else who wants to can jump in. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this opportunity to come together in prayer and to lift up the island nation of Jamaica that is getting pounded right now with this Hurricane Melissa, a Cat 5 storm. And we ask that you will intervene and, according to your will, mitigate this storm and protect the lives of all that you can. We also pray for Cuba as it is in the path of the storm and ask that you will have mercy upon them as well, and that you will take this storm away according to your will. And we pray, Father, for all who are in its path, that you will spare their lives, that they will have another opportunity to accept you as their, not only their Savior, but also Lord of their lives. We thank you and ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Heavenly Father, we ask not only that you care for the people on these islands, Lord, but that you care for the animals, the pets, the livestock, whatever it is, Lord. Many times we don't think about them when we're trying to save ourselves, Lord, and we pray that you be the guiding hand and the careful watch for each and every one of the people and their animals, Lord. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Our Father in heaven, I know that you didn't create this world to have typhoons and hurricanes. We are looking forward to a day when there will be no more storms, there will be no more sickness, there will be no more sadness.
Amen.
And Lord, may that come soon and quickly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
So listeners, just a couple things. Remind you that the program that we just described in the last segment regarding the American Dutch family that was caught over there during the Nazi occupation of the Netherlands. Powerful story. You can hear it on Strong Tower Radio on Monday at 4 p.m., Wednesday at 9 p.m., and Thursday at noon. And you can watch it on WGVU, WGVK in Kalamazoo and in Grand Rapids on the Veterans Day, the 11th, and at 11 p.m. and also on the 16th on these two television stations. I wanted to keep in mind, keep before you, that David Bolduc will be preaching at the Marion Seventh-day Adventist Church. I will be at the Delton Seventh-day Adventist Church also on the 8th of November. Cam will be on the 15th of November at Mayo Church. We look forward to seeing you at the Claire Variety Hour on the 22nd. For Strong Tower Radio, for John Duman, Cam Ferguson, I'm Tom Majeure for Strong Tower Radio today. Until next time, God bless. Bye now.